This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
The Bishop of Liverpool, the Right Reverend Paul Bayes, talks about why he's visiting a mosque this Sunday. Bishop Paul, people might be surprised that a bishop is visiting a mosque. Why are you making the visit?
Well, I'm making the visit because we've been invited. It's Visitor Mosque Day, and 150 or so mosques are open on Sundays so that people can visit. I'm visiting because I've already got good relationships with leaders of the Muslim community here in Liverpool, and in particular the mosque I'm going to, the Abdullah Quilliam Mosque. I work with the leaders of that mosque in terms of fairness and tackling poverty here in Liverpool. And I'm visiting because I think it's important these days to demonstrate that we want to build bridges instead of walls between the faith communities.
Do you think there's any significance to doing this amidst the current social climate?
I think it's great that the mosques have opened their doors to visitors. One of the biggest problems in the world is misunderstanding. And some of the fear and suspicion about human migration and movement in the world today has got all mixed up with different faiths. And I think it's important to unpick that and to see what the offerings that different faiths have to give. And it would be lovely if people just attend their local mosque and see what their local Islamic sisters and brothers are doing. I think it's particularly important to do that now because misunderstanding is growing. And there are those, I'm afraid, who are feeding it. And when that happens, communities find it hard to flourish. There is no doubt that lots and lots of devoted Islamic people are contributing to our society. And I think the churches have got something to learn from their passion, even as we've also got something to share with them.
And do you think churches could reciprocate the invitation?
Certainly, absolutely. And you will know that many of our schools, including, of course, many of our Church of England schools, which include lots of Islamic students, will have mosque visits and also church visits as part of their regular routines. And I think that just to stay in connection and to talk to and listen to people of other faiths is the biggest individual single thing we can do to bring this misunderstanding down and to try to work for mutual harmony and flourishing.
And what do you think you might hope might happen once the misunderstanding breaks down?
Then we'll see that the direction of each faith, the faiths are not the same. We want to defend and bring our own distinctive things. As a Christian, I want to be able to share that. But also, I want to listen to the distinctive offerings that Islam, among other faiths, can offer. I think if that happens, then the faiths might be able to work together for human flourishing even more than they do now, and might not have to overcome some of the suspicion and even hostility that we sometimes get towards members of other faiths.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.